This is the Sakar Murli of the 11th of August, 2026. Essence? Sweet children, in order to be loved and remembered by Bhagdada, become serviceable. When your intellects are full of this knowledge, rain it on others. Question? Due to which intoxication are the clouds that are full and ready to rain unable to rain? Answer. If there is some unnecessary intoxication of body consciousness, the clouds that are full are blown away. Even if they do rain, instead of doing service, they do disservice. If there is no love for Baba or no yoga with him, then although they do have this knowledge, it is as though they are empty. How could such empty clouds benefit many? Om Shanti. Only a few clouds now remain. When the rain decreases, the clouds over the ocean disperse, they become empty. In the same way, here too, you clouds become cold. Clouds are those who refresh themselves and then go and rain on others. If someone doesn't rain, he or she can't be called a cloud. These clouds are of knowledge and those clouds are of water. The clouds of knowledge come when it is their season. They come and refresh themselves and then go and refresh others. Clouds, too, are number-wise. Some rain very heavily. It is the duty of clouds to rain and refresh the plants that have wilted. Those who are full of knowledge don't hide away. They don't even need Baba's directions. They are clouds. They only come to fill themselves and then rain on others. Wherever you see that a land is very hard and barren, you should go and make it green. Maharati children know all the centres very well. They know which centres are still slack and in which centres some children have more storms. Maharati serviceable children know this very well. Baba always says, "Give my love and remembrance to the serviceable children." The good clouds will go on service. Not everyone explains in the same way at the exhibitions. The main thing is that the God of the Gita is the incorporeal Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, and not corporeal Sri Krishna. A very good method of explaining is required. Throughout the day, think about how to go and awaken others. All are in extreme darkness. Continue to explain with love to everyone about the two fathers. One is a limited father and the other is the unlimited one. Only the unlimited father is called the purifier. You children have now received intellects, wisdom. Although people of the world have a lot of splendor, their intellects are like stone. The Father himself says, "I even have to uplift those who call themselves sages, etc. They too don't know the Creator or creation." In the Golden Age, this knowledge will have disappeared. However, no one knows this. This knowledge is not in the scriptures. No one can receive salvation through them. There is so much regard for the Gita, but that is the path of devotion. The Father is the purifier. He sits here and teaches you Raja Yoga. Therefore, a new world is definitely required for the kingdom. Only the Father comes and teaches you Raja Yoga. You know this now. He is now once again explaining to those whom he explained to in the previous cycle. Only then will they understand. It isn't that same war takes place all the time. That would last for 8 to 10 years and then stop. According to the drama, the bombs that have been made are not just for keeping. The Golden Age will not come without there being the death of impure human beings. You also have to explain how peace is established. It is the task of the Father alone to establish peace and make this world elevated. The Father says, break your intellect's yoga away from everyone else and connect it to the One. Break your connections with everything visible, including your own bodies. We now have to return home, and therefore remember the home. You now understand that this is the land of death. We are listening to the story of immortality in order to go to that land of immortality. Deities are called human beings with divine virtues. There cannot be a single one like that here. They have written so much defamation of Sri Krishna. Nothing enters their intellects. You children now have to make effort very well and imbibe divine virtues. It has also been explained to you what the divine virtues are. You must definitely become completely viceless. This is the main and foremost virtue. You can see how impure ones everywhere bow down to those who are pure. In the Golden Age, everyone is pure, and so there are no temples there. They build temples when they become worshippers. Those who were pure have become impure. This is the last of many births. The Father says, forget this old world and these old bodies. This old world now has to end. It won't take time for it to be destroyed. This old world, wealth, prosperity and treasures, etc., are all about to end. Only a few more days remain. No one in the world knows that this old world is to be destroyed. You tell everyone this, but they also have to have that faith. All of this can only sit in their intellects when they consider these to be the versions of God. The Father says to you children, consider yourselves to be souls and remember me, your Father. You children know that the unlimited Father is teaching you Raja Yoga. He is the Father of all souls. All are brothers. In heaven, all brothers were happy, whereas in the Iron Age, all brothers are unhappy. All souls are now residents of hell. There wouldn't be just souls. They also have to have bodies. You children now have to become soul conscious, and it is this that requires effort. It is not like going to your auntie's home. This stage can only become firm when you first have the faith that the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, is teaching you. Shiv Baba comes here to teach you through this body. We hear it through these bodies and imbibe it. We shed bodies and take others according to our sanskars. It is just like the example that Baba gives of those in the army. They take the sanskars of battling away with them, and so they are pulled there in their next birth. You now know the father's sanskars. You know what sanskars the incorporeal unlimited father has. He is the seed of the human world tree. He is the purifier and the ocean of knowledge. Only he comes and purifies us. The father says constantly, "Remember me alone, and your sins of many births will be absolved." Otherwise, there will have to be a lot of punishment, and no status will be received. You children now know that Baba is showing you a very easy path. He says, "Man Mana Bhava." This expression is also in the Gita, but the meaning of it is not understood. The father says, "Constantly remember me alone. Renounce your bodies and all bodily religions. Consider yourselves to be souls and remember me, the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul." Remembrance is also called the fire of yoga. Yoga is a common word. It is also mentioned in the Gita, but because they have put Sri Krishna's name, they have created extreme darkness. Now, when you explain to them, they say that it is just your imagination. They don't understand anything. They don't want to claim the inheritance. First of all, they have to understand that the unlimited father is the father, the teacher, and the Satguru, and that he is teaching us. There has to be this firm faith. It is impossible for a new person to have this faith instantly. Some new ones are sensible, and so they are able to understand. Some don't even want to come here. They don't understand anything at all. It doesn't enter their intellects at all. There are so many BKs. Therefore, they must definitely have received their inheritance from the father. This is a family. The name that is written is Brahma Kumars and Kumaris, and so this is a family. The family of Prajapita Brahma is so large, and yet this doesn't sit in the intellect of anyone. When someone asks what your aim and objective is, tell him that it is written on the board outside, Prajapita, Brahma Kumars and Kumaris. And therefore this is a family. We receive the inheritance from our grandfather. Shivbaba creates creation through the mouth of Prajapita Brahma, and therefore he is the creator. He creates heaven, and so he would definitely give you children the inheritance of heaven. So this is a family. There is the father, sons and daughters, and the grandfather. There is Brahma and also Shiva. He is the creator. He is incorporeal. So how does he give you children your inheritance? He gives you your inheritance through Brahma. Explain this very clearly. Tell them, this is your father's home. This is also called the sacrificial fire of this knowledge of Rudra. We are Brahmins. No one apart from the father can teach Raja Yoga. It says in the Gita, "Man Mana Bhava." That is, constantly remember me alone. Therefore, we only remember that one father. On the path of devotion, they sing, "Baba, when you come, I will surrender myself and belong to you." I, a soul, will shed this body and go back with you. When I belong to you, I will definitely go back with you. When a girl gets married, she goes with her bridegroom. Shiva, the bridegroom, says, I will liberate you from this sorrow and take you to the land of happiness. Then each of you will rule the kingdom according to your own efforts. To the extent that you imbibe the wealth of this knowledge, you will accordingly claim a high status. The young daughters are doing service. They have to explain to the great scholars and pundits. Therefore, there has to be great interest. In wrestling, they issue challenges to wrestle with one another. Serviceable children should not sleep comfortably. It is a sin to rest. Those who consider themselves to be Maharatis should not sleep comfortably in happiness, constantly tour around to do service. Nowadays, Baba is having many exhibition sets made. Invite eminent people. If not now, they will come at some time later on. Continue to awaken sages, holy men, and great souls. However, the one who speaks to them should be a Maharati. Those who don't have yoga with the Father and don't love him are like empty clouds. What would they be able to do? You understand that uneducated ones will bow down to those who are educated. Each one of you can understand for yourself to what extent you are educated. That will be shown by the service you do. If clouds are full and yet don't rain, of what use are those clouds? Each one has to have his own understanding. If there is some useless intoxication of body consciousness, your high status will be lost for all time. Baba has so much interest in doing service. Explain to the government and ask them for a hall where we can do the spiritual service to change humans into deities. The Father has come to teach you Raja Yoga. However, you must explain with tact. Those who don't know how to give lectures will not be able to explain. They will not be able to claim a high status. Those who do service will be able to claim a status. Write to eminent people and say that there cannot be benefit for Bharat and this world without this knowledge. Education is the main thing. Lakshmi and Narayan also claimed their status through their education. They studied Raja Yoga in their previous birth. We are also now studying this here. Students in a school understand that they will take a particular exam and then become something. This knowledge that you receive is not for this world. You are studying to create a reward for your future 21 births. Those people study to receive happiness in this birth. Study that worldly knowledge too, but at the same time take these teachings. There is no need to be afraid of anything in this. Why should you not take the spiritual knowledge? You should take the pictures and go and explain to others. Tell them this knowledge is essential for everyone. However, some children are not yet that alert or active. They are trapped in their jobs and responsibilities. If someone is free from bondage, he or she should become busy doing service. Not everyone will follow Srimat. Maya causes a lot of confusion in between. Some children have a lot of interest, but they don't have the intoxication to go and benefit many others. Baba also wonders, since you have now become an adult, why do you choke? You can say that you have to uplift Bharat. We have to do true service and change human beings into deities. Baba is very amazed that some don't have this intoxication. This is why Baba says, you have Rajo intellects. You have a very good chance. There are even those who have a lot of ego about their knowledge, and so they also continue to do a lot of disservice. The jaggery and the bag that holds the jaggery know. There are the omens of the eclipse of Rahu. The omens of Jupiter are removed, and there are then the omens of the eclipse of Rahu. 1 minute they are moving along very well, and the next minute there are bad omens and they fall. You children have to be very courageous. You have to take the initiative and fulfill the responsibility. We will definitely make this Bharat into heaven. Your religion is to make the residents of hell into the residents of heaven and to make corrupt beings elevated. Baba makes you very intoxicated, but the intoxication rises in you children, number wise. Acha. To you, sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance, and good morning from the mother, the father, Bhaktara. The spiritual father says namaste to you spiritual children. Essence Vodarna 1. Become free from bondage and do true service of Bharat. Do spiritual service and change human beings into deities. Don't have any ego about your knowledge. Maintain spiritual intoxication. 2. Let your intellect have faith and first make your stage strong. Break away from whatever you see, including your body, and connect yourself to the One Father alone. Blessing. May you be a true server who makes your doing and speaking the same, and thereby does good quality service. Pay constant attention to first doing what you speak of. It is easy to say something, but it is much harder to do it. The fruit of hard work is good. But if you tell others to do something, but you do not do it yourself, then together with service, disservice is also seen. It is the same as when a drop of poison is put into nectar. The nectar becomes poisonous. In this way, no matter how much service you do, one little mistake will finish that service. So first of all, pay attention to yourself, and you will then be said to be a true server. Slogan. To bring about unity in diversity, to rectify anything that has been spoiled is the biggest speciality of all. Abhyak signal. When the vice of impurity doesn't disturb you in your dreams or thoughts, you can then be said to be a doubly non-violent. Constantly be aware of brotherhood easily and naturally, that is, be an embodiment of remembrance. Never come down from your complete and satopradhan stage and thereby commit suicide. To come down from your original virtuous and powerful form of being a soul means to forget. And that would be accumulated in the account of sin. Om Shanti.